The U.S. Supreme Court heard the latest legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act today. At issue is whether the individual mandate is constitutional. That's the provision requiring people to maintain a minimum amount of health insurance coverage, and a ruling against it could put the health care of more than 20 million people at risk. The new 6-3 conservative majority on the court will also be closely watched as this case plays out. Joining us now is Larry Levitt. He's Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Larry, welcome.
Thank you.
And the key legal term in this case here is severability. And today, Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh both suggested that the rest of the law could stand if the individual mandate fell. How do you interpret what you heard today?
Well, many people, including me, came away from today's oral arguments thinking that there might be a majority on the court, including Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh, to support the idea that even if the individual mandate is unconstitutional, the rest of the ACA shouldn't be thrown out as well. You always have to be careful interpreting these oral arguments because the justices often play devil's advocate and, push arguments that they may not agree with just to see how the attorneys will answer them. But particularly Kavanaugh and Roberts seem to suggest that they weren't prepared to throw out the whole law.
The issue of the intent or will of Congress also came up quite a few times today. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. And this case, it's a little hard to get your head around this case. Back in 2012, when the Supreme Court first considered the Affordable Care Act, they ruled that the individual mandate was constitutional, not because it was okay for the federal government to require people to buy insurance or command them to do so, but because that's not really what the ACA did. The ACA gave people a choice. You could either buy insurance or pay a tax penalty to the federal government. What is different now is that Congress in 2017 got rid of the tax penalty. They set the tax penalty to zero. So there's no longer a tax penalty associated with the individual mandate. So there's some question as to whether the individual mandate itself is now unconstitutional. It's a toothless individual mandate with no penalty. And then the question is, if you throw the individual mandate out, what was the intent of Congress when it did set that tax penalty to zero? Did it really intend to, throw the entire law out, including protections for people with pre-existing conditions? Or do you go back, way back to 10 years ago when the ACA originally passed, when most people believed that the individual mandate was, in fact, central to making the law work?
Well, as you say, this is not the first time the Affordable Care Act has come before the Supreme Court, but it is the first time that there's been a 6-3 conservative majority, and it's definitely the first time that Justice Amy Coney Barrett has heard a case on Obamacare. What did you see from her today?
All the justices asked very good questions, including Justice Barrett. She also seemed to express some skepticism around issues of standing, whether, these plaintiffs even have the ability to bring the suit. Are they really harmed by an individual mandate with no penalty? But totally reading between the lines, it felt like she was inclined to throw the law out. But, you really can't tell a lot from these oral arguments always.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait to hear how they rule, of course. The other change is that a Democrat, Joe Biden, will be in the White House when this ruling does finally come down. We don't yet know the makeup of Congress after this election. So depending on the outcome at the Supreme Court, what do you think is next?
Well, one of the things that made this case a political lightning rod was that President Trump supported the case to throw the ACA out rather than defending the ACA as a federal law, which would be much more typical. President-elect Biden, of course, supports the ACA and has vowed to build on it. But as president, Joe Biden couldn't just unilaterally make this case go away. Congress could. I mean, there are several easy legislative fixes Congress could pass to make this case moot. But those fixes likely depend on Democrats being in charge in the Senate. So, the future of the ACA could come down to these two Senate runoffs in Georgia in January.
And we'll keep an eye on it. If it does. Larry Leavitt, Executive Vice President for Health Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thank you very much for your insight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.